This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. Bill Clinton went to Kosovo this weekend to unveil a statue of guess who?
Gee, could it have been himself?
It was himself. And
no
here's
kidding.
The way they responded.
Presidente Bill Clinton.
And the crowd goes wild. The statue commemorates the former president's support of the NATO air campaign against Yugoslavia in 1999. It is 3 meters high. And we're joined now by reporter Arbor Vlahou. He's with our partner, the BBC. He was actually there to see the unveiling. You're joining us from Kosovo. So how does this statue look? Does it look like Bill Clinton?
Actually, there are many, sort of confusions between the artists here in Kosovo that he doesn't look as him. The statue is not like him, but actually the statue is, Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton.
It looks, to me, when I saw the pictures, it looked a little like JFK instead. But we heard the reception that he got from the people when they unveiled the statue, but supposedly there's a lot of controversy over putting up this enormous statue.
Sure. I mean, among the artists, it's also people think here that it looks more like one of the local politicians rather than President Bill Clinton. But actually, it has been a great deal, a good job of a artist, Izair Mustafa, that has created this statue here in Pristina, and it was quite long time that he was working on it. But it's not a matter of the statue. It's a matter of the person that has been portrayed here in Pristina, a matter of a hero, as people in Kosovo are considering former President Bill Clinton.
But the Serbs are not so happy with honoring him, and they don't seem to see him as a hero.
Yeah, here in Kosovo there are always two views and histories. One is on the Kosovo side, Kosovo-Albanian side, and another one is Kosovo-Serb side. Kosovo Serbs are not very happy with all what happens, and especially not with the United States that they are backing the independence of Kosovo. So they do see former President Bill Clinton to be the very much supporter of the Kosovo's independence, and especially the person that helped to declare the independence of Kosovo last year.
The main street, as I understand, in Kosovo's capital is named after George W. Bush. I'm wondering how I feel about so many large honors for U.S. presidents instead of people from the native country.
Yes. Here in Kosovo we have the boulevard. In Pristina it's a boulevard called Bill Clinton. And it's since 10 years this boulevard has been named with the President Clinton's name. There are also some other streets that got the names of the former politicians in the United States or elsewhere in the European countries, as well as, for example, the Madame Secretary Madeleine Albright or former Prime Minister of Great Britain.
Well, at least we'd be able to pronounce them, right? That's Arbor Vlahou, a reporter with the BBC. He joined us from Kosovo about the statue of Bill Clinton that now stands there that is 3 meters high.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.